The AI Today podcast, produced by Cognilytica, cuts through the hype and noise to identify what is really happening now in the world of artificial intelligence. Learn about emerging AI trends, technologies, and use cases from Cognilytica analysts and guest experts.
Hello, and welcome to the AI Today podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Walsh.
And I'm your host, Ronald Schmelzer. So today's podcast, we're going to continue on our recent trend to going over some AI use cases, in part because we want to help our listeners and understand more about what's actually happening in the real world with cognitive technologies and AI, especially for those folks and especially our customers at Cognilytica and our advisory folks and people who read our research. They may want to know they're actually looking at implementing AI and cognitive technologies, but they may struggle to find use cases that are appropriate that they want to see in reference that may be relevant to them. So we spend time here on our podcast and especially in this series to look at how AI is helping to transform the various different industries.
In this podcast, we'll be discussing how AI is being used in fashion. So globally, fashion, the whole industry is huge. It's estimated at about $3 trillion, representing 2% of global GDP. So it's a really big industry. Therefore, it's no surprise that artificial intelligence technologies are being used across a wide range of applications, from helping design clothes, optimizing manufacturing, and hyper-personalized marketing. In this podcast, we want to dig into various ways that AI is being used in the fashion industry.
You know, in some ways, you know, the ways that AI is being used in fashion are many of the same ways that we see AI being used in many other industries, you know, with everything from the conversational assistants and the sales assistants and things like that. So we're going to dig into it. But there's some interesting nuances. So for example, we are seeing the use of intelligent sales assistants and enhancing the whole fashion sales process, right? So of course we have chatbots. We're going to talk a little bit about that later when we talk about conversational interfaces. But the thing about fashion is that a lot of people need guidance. They need help, you know, and sometimes you have to walk into a store to get that help. But with the prevalence of online retail and with e-commerce, people want that help remotely. So we're starting to see the use of these more intelligent, fashion-guided sales assistants that can help you pick out clothes, maybe based on fit, based on style, based on whatever inspiration. And so the sales assistant really is helping to automate and enhance just the whole sales, fashion sales process by identifying and really having these interactions and, of course, using all the things that AI is really good at, using machine learning to develop profiles and patterns and match your patterns against other patterns and really help you maximize that experience.
Furthering this is the idea of target shopping. Customers are increasingly demanding ease and convenience when shopping. I'm busy, everybody's busy, and I just don't have, you know, hours to go spend at the mall or spend, you know, just going into stores, trying on clothes, checking things out. I just don't have time for that, and I think a lot of people don't. So AI-enabled shopping apps are allowing customers to take screenshots of clothes that they see online, identify shoppable apparel and accessories in that photo, and then find that same outfit and shop for similar styles and looks. So they can find either that exact outfit and that exact brand, or they can find styles that fit within that category. You know, maybe it's a fancy dress, or it's a athleisure wear, or it's, you know, just casual everyday clothes and sneakers that, you know, I like with a pair of jeans, relaxed fit jeans. Online and physical retailers are starting to launch apps and virtual try-ons, they're calling it, that allow shoppers to model a pair of jeans, a dress, even makeup through the comfort of their own home. And they don't need to actually go out and go to these various different stores to try on the clothing or, you know, sample different colors and shades of makeup. Stitch Fix, if anybody's ever used that, it's an online personal styling service, and it delivers monthly outfits to your doorstep so that you don't need to go out and, you know, shop. And it's currently using machine learning algorithms based on design trends, customers' personal experiences, and then feedback that they've gotten to help their stylists provide the best clothing and accessories options for each customer. So they've really capitalized on the fact that people are just busy and they can't go out. And also, sometimes people don't want to go to the store. You know, they might be in between sizes or they don't feel their best and they just don't want to go go out and try on clothes in public. So this is allowing the clothes to come to them and, you know, have fits and styles that may be most flattering to their body shapes.
We hope you're enjoying this podcast and sorry for the brief interruption. Cognolytica not only produces the AI podcast that you're listening to right now, but we also generate research and advisory to help companies make sense of AI and cognitive technologies.
We also run the most authoritative, vendor-neutral AI and machine learning training and certification on the market. If you're looking to make AI a reality for your organization, our 3-day Cognolytica training is for you.
If you're interested in attending, you can find pricing and registration on our website at cognolytica.com. We'll also provide a link in the show notes. We've met many of our podcast listeners in our classes, and we hope that we'll see you there as well. Now back to the podcast.
Flattering to their body shapes and really empower them to wear clothes that make them feel their best.
So continuing along here with the whole changing the experience of fashion shopping, we're definitely seeing a lot more use of conversational interfaces. So of course, yes, it's the chatbots that are on the websites, but also these are these voice assistant devices that mm-hmm. we spend a lot of time talking mm-hmm. about. Alexa and Google Home and Siri and Bixby and Cortana and then Baidu's thing and everybody's thing. So the whole idea here is, can you actually facilitate the fashion shopping experience using the voice assistant? So the answer is we're starting to see more of that. These skills and various things built for these platforms prompt users with a series of questions related to maybe an existing purchase or a previous purchase or a desired purchase, and it learns over time to suggest related and add-on items. So you can imagine you're in your wardrobe and you're like, oh shoot, you know, I kind of
I need a new belt.
Yeah,
I need
something.
New black
you know, I'm like, I'm going to a conference or something tomorrow and I need something. I'm like, hey Alexa, I need some new shoes. What would you recommend? Like, well, it's not going to send you tennis shoes or gym shoes for a business conference. So, you know, it's like you can go through this interactive process. Like, oh, okay, you're looking for dress shoes. I already know your size. I kind of know your style. This is kind of what we're starting to see with these conversational interfaces. So the whole idea is to increase the ease at which customers can purchase clothing on demand. And so many brands are starting to use these conversational interfaces, such as the ones we mentioned, to help customers with their purchase decision. So voice-based interfaces prompt you with a series of questions. They understand your profile. They can see your purchase history. They can learn over time to suggest related and add-on items. So this is another way of getting 24/7 engagement and improving the whole customer experience around fashion.
And this is an area where it's still somewhat untapped, but we are starting to see, you know, more brands and companies moving towards it. I mean, when you buy a phone, you have one of these assistants already built in. And some of these other manufacturers are making it so cheap that, I mean, you can buy an Alexa device for $20, $30. So they're just becoming so prevalent in everybody's lives that this just seems like an obvious next step where brands will go to help further their products. And fashion's a great way to do that. Another area where AI technologies are really helping is in the overall design, manufacturing, and logistics of clothing. Before every season, clothing designers need to design new lines, right? Because if they don't design new lines, then they won't have new clothes to push. So given the consistent change in fashion and design, retailers need to estimate this demand, which in the past has been relatively tricky to do because it's a trend-driven nature of fashion. So it's hard for them. And I was watching a documentary, I think it was actually about minimalism, but it was saying that in the past, there was arguably four seasons for clothing, winter, spring, summer, and fall. But now there can be up to 52 seasons, which means that's one a week, which is just crazy. So retailers base their estimates on prior year sales and then, you know, use that to make educated guesses on what this year's sales will be like. But they can be off for a number of factors, and that can be changes to, you know, customer buying patterns, certain colors or styles being less popular this year than in years past. There's a number of factors that can go into this, and most of them are pretty hard to predict, which is why it's so difficult. But AI-based approaches for demand projection have the ability to reduce forecasting errors by as much as 50%, which is significant for these retailers.
Yeah, so I think that there's other ways that we see AI helping with this whole process, right? Especially if we're looking at the design process and the whole manufacturing of it. So obviously, you know, to help give these designers a way to keep up with trends, we're starting to see AI helping in the design process itself. You know, we're seeing retailers are using algorithms to help them not only with design clothes, but anticipate demand, as Kathleen mentioned, but also anticipate maybe potential that like, oh, this fashion comes back every, for whatever reason, this design feature comes back every once in a while. So by analyzing, you know, images, looking at various popular styles, and using data to see what does and does not sell well, you know, these algorithms are able to use this information to build completely new designs and to sort of iterate on existing designs and ones that may have a better chance of success, right? So we're already starting to see this. You know, the big retailers, obviously Amazon's been using this data to sort of figure out and maybe build its own Amazon Basics brand. Walmart's been using this as well, and also Target and lots of other these big manufacturers, but even the smaller ones are now doing that. They are now looking at having their own clothing brands and are building machine learning systems that can identify spot and not too long from now, actually happening already, you know, design fashion trends based on really observing what's happening in the market.
Yeah, it's interesting that Amazon is getting into their Amazon Basics, and they're getting into designing and clothes as well. I know I have some friends that have bought Amazon workout clothes, and they actually like them. So
yeah.
I know. So Amazon's just taking over everything. So, you know, furthering the whole life cycle for clothes, once the clothes are designed, AI can also play a big role into the manufacturing process and helping to make that more efficient. A lot of textile manufacturing is done in countries with low-cost labor like China, India, Vietnam, for example, a bunch of other countries as well. AI technologies are still nascent in textile manufacturing, but it is showing some adoption. They're being used to help improve efficiency. They're also being used in augmented intelligence capabilities where they can augment the human textile employees. Some systems are now able to actually detect defects in fabric and then provide QA to ensure that the original design colors match the colors of the finished textile. Sometimes the color doesn't actually come out the same way, and it might not be noticeable to the naked eye in certain lights. So these technologies, computer vision technologies, various other AI technologies, are allowing the QA process to be more streamlined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that dress still looks white and gold to me.
Yeah.
No matter how many times I look at it, I can't see the black
and blue.
No, it just looks white and gold. Anyway, that's our eyes fooling us, right? So if you've ever done that, there's like a couple of those, like, you know, you can't necessarily believe your eyes will fool you. So anyway, machine learning and other cognitive technologies are also being applied to help up with, of course, the delivery and the logistics of the whole supply chain, you know, managing and optimizing the supply chain, optimizing routes, reducing overall shipping costs, reducing time in transit. You know, because of these fashion cycles are so much faster, the time for to design the product, manufacture the product, ship the product, get it onto the storefront needs to be a lot faster. And so we're seeing AI systems really help to automate and optimize logistical work processes and find alternate routes and just in general, just to help with the whole delivery process. So, you know, it also can help with customs-related information and other things of going through ports. You know, we're seeing a lot of AI technologies being applied by the customs and border enforcement, one, to help spot fakes. There's a lot of that, counterfeit. They can use the machine vision to do that. Especially this is with the case with high-end goods such as purses and sunglasses and other clothes that are frequently counterfeit. But, of course, they're not exactly the same, because if they were exactly the same, they'd probably cost the same. So there's no point in counterfeiting something if it costs you exactly the same to manufacture. There's always a defect somewhere. So these systems can really help with identifying the fake products and really help enforcing copyright and other things that are trademark and other trade dress and things like that. So we're starting to see technology vendors have really developed technologies that can take photographs of an item, run them through algorithms, and analyze even the specific materials to make sure that it really matches what the legitimate product should be.
Yeah, spotting fake and counterfeit goods can be really hard because these products are looking more and more like the real thing. So to be honest, sometimes it's impossible to sometimes spot these with the naked eye. And, you know, as we mentioned earlier, sometimes your eyes can deceive you and what you're seeing looks one way to one person and a different way to another.
So, you know, we talked about this specifically, the fashion, but this really applies to the whole sort of like, you can also think of it as like maybe as a kind of manufacturing industry and a manufacturing process. And here we're making clothing, right? We're making bags or accessories or whatever.
T-shirts.
And that's what they're making. But a lot of these things, if you're in the manufacturing industry and you're making musical equipment or you're making anything, you know, you're making, you know, hardware of any sort, a lot of these are the same issues, helping with the design process, helping with the sales process, helping with the quality control and optimizing logistics and helping with identifying fakes and all this. That's all applicable regardless. We talk about that with regards to fashion just because of the how much people, obviously everybody has bought clothing at some point in their lives, you know, can understand that problem.
Yeah, you know, defective goods in general, if it's a defective part, you know, with this case, maybe it's defective colors of fabric that you're weaving into a design. But if you're making musical instruments, maybe it's a defective key or a defective, mouthpiece, to be able to spot that and identify it before you put it on to whatever you're manufacturing can be really powerful and can save a lot of time. So we do like to have specific industry use cases, but also share that this can be very broadly applicable among many industries as well. So who knew that artificial intelligence technologies could be applied so broadly to the fashion industry? Listeners, we hope that you enjoyed this podcast and that we've provided some insight into how AI is being used in fashion. This is part of our AI use case series. There's others in this series that you might like to listen to as well, and we'll make sure to link them in the show notes. And as always, we'll post any articles and concepts and other related podcasts in the show notes as well. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you at the next podcast.
And that's a wrap for today. To download this episode, find additional episodes and transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter, and more, please visit our website at cognolitica.com. Join the discussion in between podcasts on the AI Today Facebook group, and make sure to join the Cognolitica Facebook page for updates on this and future podcasts. Also, subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, Google Play, and elsewhere to get notified of future episodes.
Want to support this podcast and get your message out to our listeners? Then become a sponsor. We offer significant benefits for AI Today sponsors, including promotion in the podcast and landing page, and opportunities to be a guest on the AI Today show. For more information on sponsorship, visit the Cognolitica website and click on the podcast link.
This sound recording and its contents is copyright by Cognolitica. All rights reserved. Music by Matsu Gravas. As always, thanks for listening to AI Today, and we'll catch you at the next podcast.